And Tommy Little. Boom, 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 boom. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, Wednesday's where it's at, although it feels a little bit like a Thursday. You're with Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it feels like a Friday.
Why does it feel like a Thursday?
It's
been that long a week for you.
Public holiday. Yeah, it's been a long week. You know. I usually don't work 3 days in a row. That's unusual.
Leroy, of course, filling in for Jesse, who I did have word that the hemorrhoids nearly all gone, so he's going to be back on board.
I worked through mine. Did he? Has he taken 3 days off for that?
You did work through yours,
didn't
you? I
did. I always do.
Yes. I just stand up. That's when I just come to work and don't use the seat because you have something.
I'm all shook.
That does not come out of your mouth smoothly.
No, I'm shook. It's not all shook.
You
all
shooketh?
Shook up. I'm shooketh. They've killed off one of my favourite characters in The Simpsons after 35 years.
Oh, my God. The show that you've never watched.
The show I've never watched.
Off?
They've killed off Larry the Barfly.
Have they?
Do you know who that is?
I mean, I'm trying to picture, I can obviously picture Mo, but I don't know if I can even picture Larry.
Well, he's one of the most beloved characters,
that's
according to this article.
That's not true. Absolutely not.
Fans were confronted with the death of Larry the Barfly. He could often be seen in scenes set in Mo's Tavern, the dive bar he frequented alongside more well-known Simpson characters. Anyway, there you go.
Really?
Oh, my God. The episode Cremains of the Day, which he's died in, is the Cremains of the Day is this episode that's come out. It's the 765th episode of The Simpsons.
Is this where you're discovering that
Simpsons is
so
many episodes
and long running show?
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
It's been going since 1989.
Give one a go.
Give it a Simpsons episode.
Sorry, what's the episode
I'm
name?
I'm a late adopter of a lot of things, but that's too far gone.
Okay, sure, fair enough. Hey, we got $100,000 to hopefully give away in not too long. But up next, because I got to talk to you about something my friend says to potential lovers, and I think she thinks it's cute. I think it's disgusting. We're going to talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The $100,000 time game is happening again today. Will it jackpot again, Bickers?
It's got to go off. I feel like a Wednesday's a good day for it to go off. Yes. If you're having a bit of a flat week, it'd really get you up and about.
Also, see if you can spend it all in a four-day weekend.
Oh,
what a fun game to play.
Great.
Also, because I've just noticed on the board you've got a quiz for hot people.
Yes,
later on, this hour?
It's actually time game related.
Is
if you're hot though, self-confessed hot.
Yes.
Listen up because I've got something for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Right now, I once told you years ago on this show about I had a new girlfriend at the time and I hadn't farted in front of her. And of course, all of that gas has to go somewhere. And then
What happens if you don't fart? Does it just come out as a burp?
I was asleep in bed next to her, and I farted so violently that I woke myself up, and I still got to hear the second half of the fart.
Oh my God.
I thought, clearly, has she woken up? Nope. Okay, maybe she hasn't heard this. And then we talked about it on air, and she messaged me and said, of course I heard it, and I was just pretending to stay asleep. Anyway, I was telling my friend this story, and she said, "Oh, I never putty in front of my boyfriend."
You never
and I
what?
Said,
putty?
"What? This is what she said. I never putty in front of my boyfriend." And I said, "What are you saying? Like you never? Oh, you never like do a dump?" And she goes, "No, I never. I don't even say the word fart. I say putty."
Putty.
Yes. And I
Where
said,
does putty come from?
I don't know. And I said, you know that makes it sound way worse.
Yes.
And she goes, no, it doesn't. No.
It's like fluff. Fluff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I did a little fluff.
Oh, kill me.
There's a lot of those.
You would almost prefer, I reckon, to hear a girl fart than to hear them say putty.
Yes, to say I'm just ducking out to do a putty,
putty.
And I'll be back in a moment. Especially because I still wink yes. it, even though she says fart. It
exactly.
sounds like putty.
It does.
And so if she goes, yeah, I'm just going to duck out the back door and just do a little putty, just assuming she's dumping in the backyard.
Out the back door.
Out the back door. Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yes.
Here's what I want to know. Mm. On 13 1060, is there something that they think makes it sound better? And you're like, ugh. You know, with even with partners, I remember producer Pippa, she calls her partner Bub. And
yes.
she thinks it's different than Babe.
She
and everyone
can hear,
uses
you know
babe.
That. I know she's not here today, but yeah. she's listening.
Yes. But it's gross, Pippa. It's real gross. If you're with your partner and your baby, you shouldn't be able to say I'm with my Bub and my Bub. It's too weird and it's yucky. 131060, what words do they use that they think makes it sound better?
It's and it's the ick.
Yuck. Give us a call. Carrie and
Tommy. Driving you home, it's Carrie and Tommy and taking your calls on 131060.
Yes, we are talking about, trying to make things better and cuter, and it's disgusting and it needs to stop. My friend, she calls a fart a putty, and she says she's never does a putty in front of her boyfriend.
So I wonder where that came from. Did she say where it like originated from, like when she was a kid?
Yeah,
or?
From when she was a kid.
Right.
Yeah, and she's still always done it. Yeah, which is,
yeah.
But it's yuck. Icky. It's big.
Angel, what is just yucky? Angel?
Where's Angel?
Stand she's by. At the top.
You've got her.
Cough instead of fart. It just sounded better.
Sorry,
when
we missed you, Angel. We missed you. What did you say?
Bottom cough. So instead
bottom
of fart,
cough.
It's bottom cough.
Bottom
so, while they were
cough.
Little, it worked great. As they got older, it's like they look at you and, yeah, no, Mum, we're not two, we're not five.
No. Do you know I was Googling before what happens if you don't fart, Angel, if you don't bottom cough, and apparently absorbs back into your system and comes out through your breath.
No, it doesn't.
That's what it said. That's exactly what it
no,
said.
It
so
does.
Maybe bad breath on people is when they're not farting.
I would not be surprised. Well,
That's what it says. Look what it says on Google.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're different parts of your body.
I know, but
your food doesn't go through your lungs.
I don't know. It says it
absorbs. You'd be surprised what your lungs absorb. I have a lung condition.
But what are you saying? Your lungs have absorbed your farts?
Well, yeah. Well, part of it, yeah. Because it goes back into your body. So it goes right through your entire system. So all your organs are absorbing it as well.
But Angel, they're different. Like, your breath comes out of your lungs.
Yeah, but surely if the fart is absorbed into your body, it could then end up in your lungs.
What, so it goes into what, from your stomach into your bloodstream, from your
not
intestines?
A doctor. Dr. Google said that. Selena, what? Well, yeah, not the week to question him. Selena, what is?
Also, sorry,
what
isn't the smell because of fecal matter?
Oh my God, it's so gross.
But so if the air just goes back up, it's not the air that smells.
I don't understand.
I mean, I don't either.
No,
but I, yeah,
yeah. Selena, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What word do you use instead, or has someone used instead for something and it's like, ugh?
Well, talking about air, my husband always used to say to the kids when they were little and now still does to my granddaughter, Poppy just did an air poo.
An air poo. I mean, I like bottom cough. I really like butt cough and I think I might use butt cough. Air poos.
A lot.
But that is, it's interesting because that's what I was talking about.
Just that's poo particles floating
yes,
around.
I think that's technically what it is, isn't it, Selena?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, Carrie hates discussing, you know, these matters scientifically.
So Christina's called up. We don't have her here, but apparently she calls a fart a Bruce.
A Bruce.
A Bruce.
It's surely it's just after one Bruce in her life, I reckon, an X or something. Should we go to Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's your word?
Oh, it's not so. My friend of mine, his missus calls him Little Reese.
His name's Reese.
Yeah, his name's Reese, but he goes, oh, she calls me Little Reese.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like trying to make out like he's, you know, free legging it. You know what I mean? Like Little Reese. And we're like, yeah, it's more like Little Reese, buddy. You know what I mean? But it just gives us the shits.
Gary, are you confused?
This is your topic. Yeah. I think I would have thought Matt would liked that his friend's called Little Reese because it would give him something to poke fun at. But Matt, you don't like it.
Nah, because he's clearly not Little Reesey, you know what I mean? He's Little Reesey.
Carrie and Tommy. Right around the country, it's Carrie and Tommy for our good friends Australian Natural Gas. They're helping to keep the country running, unlike me. Find out more at keepthecountryrunning.com.au.
No, you're helping to keep the show running.
Yes.
Yes. Jesse away.
Yes.
Yes, you're doing a great job.
I did get a message from Jesse.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Don't keep saying things.
What do you mean?
About him.
Job safe, is that what it said?
No, he said the runs have slowed and he's nearly back on his feet.
Hemorrhoids doesn't give you the runs.
Carrie, that's personal information. No,
that's what you said at the top, he had hemorrhoids.
No, I said that off air.
No, you said
the microphones
on air.
Weren't on. Carrie.
No, because I spoke about mine. I remember that clearly.
That was on air. We only got that bit on mic.
Time game is still to come. 100K on the line. But something funny happened when we launched the time game. Mm-hmm. And I magically came up with another game that I think there's money on the line. And I think we should debut it up next.
Okay.
So stick around.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia on your radio and around the world on the Listener app, this is Carrie and Tommy.
It is very confusing because people can listen anywhere, anytime.
Absolutely.
And it might be on a radio. It might
times
be
are a changing.
A cellular device.
100K up for grabs with the time game very soon.
Is that
but
on
I
your
feel
radio
like,
or is that?
it's on both. Both. Listener app or on live
actually,
on the radio.
And you need to use a telephone. It's tricky.
But I think we've missed a trick. Yes. So when we launched the time game, I don't know if you remember, but I was trying to explain to people, and I didn't do a particularly good job, but I was trying to explain to people just how easy it is, because all you got to do is guess how long 5 seconds is, and 100K is yours. You don't have to jump through any hoops. Do you remember that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Carrie and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
Absolutely.
It's the quick and easiest way to win $100,000.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be hot. You don't have to be able to like do some cryptic puzzle thing. You don't have to be like this $100,000.
What competitions on radio are only open to smart, hot people who have to do a cryptic puzzle to get the money?
No one hot can do a cryptic puzzle anyway.
I feel like we've missed a trick. And that we should have money on the line for hot, smart people who like doing cryptic puzzles.
Really?
So I've invented a special segment, a special little opener for it. If you're hot, if you're smart, you got to be both. I don't know how we're going to tell if you're either of those things.
You just say, have to guess. We trust you.
Yeah, you got to give us your credentials, like why you think you're hot and why you're smart.
I don't know. I'm just cooter and I wear glasses. Would that?
Oh, that's such a cliche.
What's
come up
yours?
With something better than that, 13, 10, 60.
Okay.
And then we'll give you a crypto puzzle. Cryptic. I'm smart. A cryptic puzzle to do.
Yes.
And I got some cash for you. Okay, so here's my little opener I've made.
I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit.
Gary Bigmore's hot, smart, cryptic puzzle quiz. Call now, 13, 10, 60. But only if you're hot.
Hot.
Smart.
I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit.
And only if you think you can solve a cryptic puzzle.
Be able to, like, do some cryptic puzzle thing.
And win some cash.
Now, you don't have to be just a hot girl. You can be a hot guy.
Okay.
I've got a puzzle for you just to set the scene so people have a sense of what they might do. So first of all, give us your credentials.
Hey, my name's Cody and I've done high school. So, so like, what's your question?
Are you American?
I don't know. I didn't do the research.
Okay,
but I could have because I'm smart.
Okay, well, here's your cryptic puzzle, Cody.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You see me once in June, twice in November, and none in May. What am I?
Sorry, can you say it one more time?
Would you like me to slow it down for you, Cody?
Just say it in my accent.
You know I can't do accents.
Okay.
You see me once in June, twice in November, and none in May. What am I?
None in May. I'm getting signals. It's a three.
I'm
it's
the letter 30. E.
E. It's an E.
E is in once in June, it's twice in November, and no times in May.
That's what I said, E. How many times have I said to you? I know.
It's that easy. Have you got one for me?
Yes, but I'm back to me. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Celia.
What a hot name to pick.
Shout out to Celia Piccola.
Oh, don't make it real. Yeah, she is. But now
you were just thinking of your tattoo as Cody when you thought of a hot guy, weren't you?
No, I was thinking of an American guy who goes to kegger parties. What? And so give us your credentials.
I'm just hot and smart, you know. Can't you see? Look at me.
You haven't changed character at all. You're doing.
Am I meant to put an accent on?
You're meant to be a character, yeah.
Okay. I got to say, at the end of the day, I'm Celia from the UK.
You're gross, but here's a question for Here's a question for you anyway. What three numbers, none of which is zero, give the same answer whether they're added or multiplied?
God, this is so hard. What three numbers, none of which are zero?
Yeah. Give the same answer, whether they're added or multiplied.
Three?
What, three numbers?
Oh. I don't understand. Added, what do you mean, or multiplied?
So there's three numbers.
Yeah, you keep saying the same thing, but explain it to me.
No, I am. There's three numbers.
Yep.
And when you add them together or multiply
all
them
three numbers together.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
What are those three numbers?
I've got no idea.
One, two, and three.
What's the one, two, and three together makes?
One plus two plus three equals six.
Six.
And one times two times three equals six.
Oh, wow. Well done, Cody. 13, 10, 60. If you're hot, you're smart, and you like a cryptic puzzle, now's your time to shine.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, you're with your hotties, Carrie and Tommy, for your Wednesday.
Yes, we're in the middle of a new game.
And it is...
I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit.
Gary Bigmore's Hot Smart Cryptic Puzzle Quiz. Call now. 13 10 60. But only if you're hot.
Hot.
Smart.
I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit.
And only if you think you can solve a cryptic puzzle.
Be able to, like, do some cryptic puzzle thing.
And win some cash.
If you think you're hot, if you think you're smart, and you think you're cryptic, no. If you think good at being cryptic... Coco, are you any of those things?
I would like to believe so, yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'm reasonably good looking. I'm blonde, I have blue eyes, I'm skinny. And I believe I'm smart as well because I was able to run a business without doing a business degree.
Wow. Well done. That's awesome.
Coco is a hot name, I'm not going to lie.
Yes, Tom. So that's good.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
Something cut out then, but I'm going to assume it was a compliment back. No, I'm just going to roll with it.
Okay, how are you at cryptic puzzles, Coco? There's $100 on the line for you.
Not
a good line. Just
a hot
we got
line.
To know her too. Not a hot
line.
Should we get? How about we go to someone else? We'll get Coco's line fixed up, and then we'll come back to her. Should we go to Spence? Hey, Spencer.
Hey, Carrie.
Oh, are you hot? You sound it.
Oh, I got the jawline, so I think I'm going all right.
Okay, Spencer. What do you do with yourself?
I am a warehouse manager.
Oh, so you're in shape, I assume?
I wear the high vis, got the jawline, got the cheeks.
Are you smart, Spence?
I think I'm pretty cluey.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty cluey.
Okay. Yeah. That means not smart, but yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It means I didn't do well at school, but I'm going all right now.
Like not book smart, just like socially smart, you know?
Yeah. Are you street smart, Spencer?
Well, I went to university twice but didn't finish. So I don't know how smart that makes me. But...
No, but it makes you cooly, and I like that.
Makes me cool.
All right, $100 on the line for this little cryptic puzzle. Yep. I'm going to give it to you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Woman lives in a one-story house where everything is green, Spencer. The carpet's green, the tile's green, the cabinets are green. What colour are the stairs?
It's a one-story house. There's no stairs.
Oh, he's good. Spence, $100 coming your way.
Bluey and hot.
Very, did you Google that? How did you know that?
I listened.
What would you Google?
I love it.
What would you Google?
Just start Googling it. They would have Googled it to get this to start with, wouldn't they, producers?
But what do you mean? How do you Google the answer to that?
No, you just Google a woman lives in a one-story house and it'll pop it up with it.
You reckon Spencer's doing that while he's on the phone? Hang on. Repeat it.
Coco, you're back.
I am.
Oh, my God. I've missed you so much, Coco.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you ready for
Coco hers?
Yes. Are you ready for your cryptic question?
I am.
If a car travels at... No, that's a stupid one. What about this? If you toss a coin 5 times and it lands on tails every time, what is the probability it will land on tails the next time?
Well, technically a coin toss is supposed to be 50-50 chance, but recent studies actually came out that the light on tails, so...
So?
50.
What are you saying, Coco?
50-50.
50-50 is correct. Well done,
well
Coco.
Done. You lost me with your recent study bit, Coco. You should have stuck with what you knew from the beginning, which was 50-50. Well done.
You.
Well done.
All right. Anna, you hot, Anna?
Yeah, I think I'm all right looking.
Not all right. We asked for hot, Anna. No, not all right.
Sorry, I'm smoking.
Yeah, that's better. Are you smart, Anna?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty smart.
Oh, my God, Anna. Just say you're super smart, babes.
I am.
Sell it. Fake it till you make
smart.
It.
Smart, yep.
What do you
so smart, so hot. I'm just a catch.
What do you do, Anna?
I'm an apprentice chippy.
You're an apprentice chippy. I mean, all this is pretty hot.
It is. How do you go with the cryptic puzzle?
Yeah, all right, I think, yeah.
What's your best feature, Anna?
My eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What colour?
Blue.
Beautiful.
Mm.
All right.
Carrie has blue eyes, but
no,
she
they're green.
Think they're,
yeah. Anna, here's your cryptic puzzle.
Okay.
So your magazine has 20 pages. The front cover is page 1 and the back cover is page 20. You read every page. How many times do you have to turn the page?
So your
magazine has 20 pages, front cover's 1, back page is 20. You read every page. How many times do you have to turn the page? We needed to put thinking music.
Yes.
Eight.
Eight's an interesting one. How'd you come to eight?
I don't have no idea.
No. Yeah. No. How many magazines are you reading, Anna?
Not magazines. No, none.
Anna, the correct answer was 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought that would be the too easy option.
Yeah. But just because you're hot and smart, I'm giving you $100 anyway, Anna. Happy Wednesday.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, record ratings, and I'm claiming them this week. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Leroy is filling in for Jesse Boy all week, and Bickers, $100,000. We have not played the $100,000 time game today as of yet, so that is coming up. But up next, I've got a great story for you of something found in food and then a twist in the story. And then a culprit, and then a recall. It's got it all, and stay tuned.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it's Carrie and Tommy this summer.
$100,000 still on the line a bit later this hour, because. But right now, you're going to have to stop shopping at Pack and Save in Taumawatu.
That's a shame. That's my daily shop.
It is daily shop.
It's quite a long commute for it, but it's worth the savings.
Because, of course, where is it?
Tawamuta.
Yes. It's in Waikato, which is over in New Zealand.
Mm.
And they had a complaint about a packet of garlic bread that was purchased from the Pack and Save. What's the worst thing that you have found in food?
I mean, lots of times hair.
Hair, yes.
And a short hair is worse than a long hair by a long way.
Of course.
I don't know. I can't think what I found in food.
I found a screw on a pizza before.
A screw?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Mike melted into the cheese.
Oh, my God. Did you still eat it?
I ate the...
Around it.
Yeah.
What does it have to be to not eat around it? Like, are you still eating the meal if there's a pube, or you're not eating any of it? I think
probably.
You're not eating any of it.
Oh,
no. What did he find in the garlic bread?
So he found, and it's been cooked. So it's cooked by the manufacturer. You buy it and then you take it home and you cook it again. And then when you went to eat it, and I think this is almost the worst thing you could possibly find in it, a rat's foot.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A rat's foot. How do you know that it's a rat's foot?
Because I guess it looks like a foot of a mouse, but bigger.
Oh, still intact, like hairy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then, so anyway, they withdrew all the stock from all the stores, right?
Did, you know how you said you have to cook it when you get home? Do you think it came from his house or came from the store?
It's a great question, Detective, and a very well-timed one, because then they withdrew all the products. They went, well, we can't have these rat's footy garlic bread here, especially because that's only the foot. Where's the rest of the
rat?
Of the garlic breads is the rest of the rat's in? And how many mates has he got with him?
Oh.
And so they withdrew all of the stock. And then upon further investigation, they found that it most likely came from the complainant's home because the bread had been cooked twice, but the foot was raw.
Oh, how does that work? So he got it in there after he'd cooked it. So it didn't even go through his oven once.
I reckon it didn't. I reckon somehow, well, after he's got it from the oven,
yep,
he's in the serving process.
What? He somehow he's chopped up a rat and buried a foot in it.
But they said, the company said,
it was raw. Oh,
they said gross. That while the home is the likely source of the rat's foot, the complaint had been raised in the issue of good faith. So they don't think it's suspicious and they don't think it was a money grab, but they think that somehow he's ended up with a rat's foot in his... And then
they go around to his house, do you think, and have a little look around and go, mate, there's a body here in one foot of a rat. Yes. I think it's yours.
And he go, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
this has happened before.
What have you found in food before?
I've only found a screw on a pizza.
That's it.
Yes. I've found, yes. 13, 10, 60.
Why are you laughing?
About finding screws. It's all right. Oh. Having a screw on a pizza, it'd be hot. It'd be unnecessary. You'd be covered in oil. That's why I wasn't going to continue with it. But then you doing your detective work once again.
Yes, I asked too many questions. You investigated investigative further, journalism.
And I was picturing pepperoni. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60. Classic. What have you found in your food? I'd love to hear your stories.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's the Carrie and Tommy Show, taking your calls on 13 10 60.
It's a very simple one. What have you found in your food? Because over in New Zealand, there was the mother of all nightmares inside a garlic bread, a rat's foot. All the garlic bread got recalled. And then they did a little further digging and they found that the garlic bread had been cooked twice, once by the manufacturer and then once at the home of the person who bought it. And yet the foot was raw.
His home was a bit ratty.
It was a bit ratty.
I think it really depends at what stage of the meal you discover the food as to how bad it is. Bennett, before you tell us what was in this thing, how long had you been eating the thing for before you discovered it?
I'd finished the whole sandwich by the time I found out about it.
Okay, oh, you finished the whole sandwich before you found out what?
So my brothers went out and bought a barbecue chicken, come home.
Yum.
Let me make a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ate the whole sandwich. The boys then proceeded to show me the blue medical Band-Aid that they'd found inside the chicken stuffing inside the chicken.
Oh, my gosh. So they knew about it, but they let you.
Such brotherly stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So you didn't, you had eaten the sandwich, but it wasn't in your sandwich. So I think,
Yeah, but there was stuffing in the sandwich as
Yes, so it would have been around it. Oh, God.
Do you
I wonder
reckon,
if that
Bennett,
means there's a bit of finger in it.
Ugh.
You know, like maybe it was all like mushed
when
up
you lose
with stuffing.
A bit of Band-Aid, you don't generally lose
stuffing,
the body
maybe
part
it was being pureed, you know?
Bennett, is there any chance that your brothers had just played a prank on you and was never actually in the chicken?
No, not a chance. No. It was a full bachelor's pad, mate. It was just three of us boys living there. I don't even think we had Band-Aids.
Did it make you spew, Bennett?
Pardon, what was that, sir?
Did it make you spew?
Oh, Nearly did, yeah.
Yeah.
And did that's funny to think of a bachelor pad with a fully stocked first aid cabinet.
I know. Yeah. What do you need? Well, gauze. I'll get some gauze. Good on you, Bennett. Thank you. Sahar. G'day, Sahar.
How are you guys? Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What have you found in food?
Okay, so I bought a kebab. We all love kebabs.
Heaven.
And as
Heaven.
I was munching it down into my mouth, I got pricked on the tongue and I spat it out. I found the blade that they used to cut. The knife had broken off, and they made my sandwich with it.
Oh
my God. Imagine if you'd swallowed it, Sahar.
I wouldn't be here. I'd be dead.
Wow. So what did you then do?
Well, I contacted them, and they said, you know, whatever. And so I contacted the Herald Sun, and it became a news article.
Yeah.
We're talking about like 15 years ago. So it became an article, and then I was known as the Blade Girl.
Blade Runner. Yeah. Sahar, if you had swallowed it, would you have died?
Oh, yeah, it would have cut through me. It was quite a large chunk of the knife. It would have cut right through me, or I would have started to bleed and then no one would have known what was going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that stuff kill you? I guess it does.
A blade, like a knife down your throat.
Yeah, I think we down take your it for esophagus. Yeah, I think the problem is we take it for granted that the food we eat can often be the reason why people pass away. So blades or any article, you know, like any piece of metal can actually cause you death, but we take it for granted. We trust the people. And, you know, I was told, well, whatever, just give us a bad review.
Oh, no.
I still love kebabs, by the way.
Yeah, they're so good.
Nervous every time you take your first bite, Sahar.
No. I've recovered. I'm kebab girl all the way.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were blade girl, Sahar. You can't be both.
No, kebab slash blade.
Producer Georgia has just handed me a bit of news. Stomach acids are so strong they can dissolve razor blades.
Oh. Yes. Wow. But it's got to get down there.
Yeah.
It's already cut your esophagus on the way down.
Yes, it could.
Well, from Sahar, we go to Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay, so tell me, how much did you eat of the meal before you discovered the thing in it?
I ate probably about 99% of it.
Yep. And what was it?
It was an apple and rhubarb pie with some dates in it as well.
Yum.
Delicious. It was delicious. I was smashing it down, you know, saving all the date bits to the end.
Oh, no.
And I saved one beautiful looking piece.
Oh, no.
As I've scooped it up, it had legs and it was a cockroach.
Oh.
Had you eaten any of it?
Oh. No.
Oh, my God.
But the whole thing
all the other
back
dates
out.
Cockroaches. Yeah. You know?
I would have rather the blade, I think.
Would you than a cockroach that you hadn't eaten yet? She had the blade in her mouth.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, would you rather? Were you then known as Cockroach Girl the same way Sahar was Blade Girl?
No, thankfully not.
Or Date Girl.
I'd take that.
Yeah, okay, cool, thanks. Carrie and
Tommy. It's your Wednesday edition of Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and $100,000. Ooh, we haven't played the $100,000 time game yet today, Beckers, so it is coming up very soon.
But up next, what's happening in toilets in China? I'm going to tell you all about it. It's good for me to know before I head there.
Yes.
Is it a help or a hindrance? What's happening? Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for your hump day, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, yuck, hump day.
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
Yuck. Yucky.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday and it's time for...
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Poor old, not old, sorry, just the expression is poor old. She's not at all old at all. Poor Anne Hathaway.
Oh, geez.
Poor Anne Hathaway.
Hathaway's not old, can
No, you? But it's just the expression.
Poor,
like, poor
ancient
old
Hathaway.
Yeah, poor young Hathaway.
She's
I mean,
not young
either, no, but poor middle-aged Hathaway.
Brutal, even worse.
Poor Hathaway has recalled how in the early days of auditions, sometimes she'd have to make out with 10 different guys during what she described as gross chemistry tests. She says back in the early 2000s, it was considered completely normal. You'd rock up to an audition and go, here's 10 guys. We want to see who you've got chemistry with. Go. And she'd just have to make out with all of them. And she said it wasn't as lovely as everyone would assume it was, or as exciting as actually
assume,
really gross.
Does anyone assume that's lovely?
Well, there are people that don't get action very often that would love the idea of just 10 men in front of them that they get to pash.
Anne Hathaway, I reckon she could have 10 men in front of her at any time.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying to her, for a normal person, that might sound delightful.
For a normal, is that what women want?
I think some women just like one, you know. So 10 would be a bonus.
Are you saying that you wish these days were still here?
She said that what was interesting back then is if you dared to say, oh, I don't know how I feel about this, you were labelled as difficult.
It's so weird. I know these are very different worlds and I don't mean to compare myself to Anne Hathaway. But doing auditions back in the day, I was Claudia Carvin's piece on the side.
Sure. Did she have to make out with 10 different guys before they decided you were the one?
There's no, and I don't know if it's an Australian thing or just a, like, you know, stratospheres apart thing. But no, there was no making out in auditions.
So how did they know if you had chemistry?
You would do chemistry tests, but it would be literally running lines and stuff. Even when it got to make out scenes, you didn't do them.
Did you pash her or did you just have to do the do?
What do you think I did the do without pashing her?
I don't
Carrie, we're learning a lot about you.
Speaking of men and women, a new study has found that men are more likely to tell the truth when interacting with a beautiful woman. This has really surprised me than when interacting with a woman that they don't think is attractive.
Yes.
Apparently it means they're more likely to be honest, which no. I think is weird, because wouldn't you think there was more at stake if you were talking to an attractive woman, so you'd bullshit the entire time?
No, you just don't need to lie as much, because if the girl goes, hey, do I look good in this?
Oh, if they're you just hot, to, you just go
yep, absolutely. If they're not, you go, yes, absolutely.
Well, they just say it furthers the idea of the beauty premium, or the pretty privilege, as they call it, that people who are more beautiful or pretty get through life easier, because everyone assumes they have good character traits, a good life and all of that, when sometimes it's not the case. They can be very mean and not very good people, but as soon as you see an attractive person, you think they're good.
And this is why I've never told a lie to you. Ever.
Oh, that's so lovely. Would you like to hear what I'm going to get up to when I go to China?
Well, apparently it's pashing 10 men and then doing the do without kissing.
There is this new thing they offer. It is at urinals, so it's normally only for the men, and I probably don't want to be caught going into a men's urinal in China.
I can buy you a shiwi.
They don't offer this at shiwis. In public restrooms in China.
Shiwi is the thing that you use.
No, but the thing I'm about to tell you, the service you couldn't get for a shiwi, you can only get it at male restrooms in China. This company has installed health check urinals. So you pay $3 into this machine, and it analyzes your pee as you wee. And then as you leave, the guy said by the time he'd finished washing his hands and was outside the urinal, it had already told him all about, like, his glucose levels, his vitamin C levels, his white blood cell count, all of that, to tell him if he was healthy or if he was indeed not.
Why do they not do that at female?
I know. Well, yes, I haven't got there yet. Maybe because it's an open urinal.
But that's what I meant.
It's a bit easier.
I think I need to explain what a shiwi is to you.
Isn't it just one of those little things you carry around and wee into?
Yeah, but it's like it funnels out.
Yes.
So you piss like a man standing
up.
Oh,
so you think I take my shiwi into the male urinal and then I can get this test done too?
Yes.
Yes. You think that's what I should do in China?
Yes.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for a Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
And it is time to give away $100,000, we think.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
On exactly 5 seconds. And doing just that. Exactly that. Could change your life forever. Because today, the time game has jackpotted to...
Oh, no, it's 100,000 bucks again. Great. Oh, sorry. Poo.
Carrie and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
Yes.
Mark, how are you feeling about the 100K? What are you doing with it?
I'm feeling excited. What am I doing with it? I don't know, because everyone says, oh, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to do that, but you don't basically know what you're going to do with it once you get it.
Mark, you sound like you'd be fun out on the lash.
Oh, mate, honestly, I just giggle myself, honestly. I just they used to call me airplane pants when I was younger.
Airplane pants.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, I'd just go and talk to anyone, and I used to run around, and I'd just go and grab anyone and just go and chat to them and end up basically mucking around with them for the rest of the night and leaving all my mates in the corner.
Mark, I'm not going to lie. It's not a catchy nickname. Where's airplane pants?
Oh, I don't know. Someone who was drunk as a sack just told me I was called airplane pants. So that was what they called me.
Where are you from, Mark?
England.
Of course, but I mean, whereabouts in England?
I can't tell you, because if I told you, you'll basically go to the next caller and say, oh, yeah, no, that's so.
No, we don't judge, Mark.
Oh, well, I do. Where The Office was filmed with Ricky Gervais.
Slough.
Wow. Oh, next caller.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a dump.
Is it?
It's a dump.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Mark, hopefully with $100,000, you never have to go back there again.
No, hopefully not.
You know how it works. Our furry little friend here is going to say start. You say stop. If it's exactly on 5 seconds, $100,000 is yours. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
That was such a cute little stop.
I know.
Stop.
Stop. Stop. And now,
sorry.
How little. No,
no
don't
apologise, Mark. You're adorable.
Yes.
Oh, stop it, Carrie. You make me blush now, please.
How, Carrie, you're having a crack at old airplane pants over here.
I know. Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
I may, can I be, I'll use a chat up line on you. I may not be Fred Flintstone, but I'll make your bed rock.
Oh, you should have stopped before, Mark.
Oh, sorry. I did try. But I did try.
She does.
I'm lost now.
She does
that's
like a man with money, Mark. So maybe if you get the $100,000, she'll be more interested.
Next, please.
$400,000. How did Mark go?
Five.
Oh, that's a good start.
Points.
Yes.
5-0.
Kick him.
You gone.
That was the only time he said nothing because he fell to his death.
He didn't react.
Also, it's rare that you step in and do the kicking.
Oh, yeah. I'd had enough of Mark.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. G'day, Emma.
Hello.
Do you want to win $100,000?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're going to do something fun.
I'm going to go a bit crazy with it. But first, I want to help my brother out and pay off his car loan for him. So.
Oh, Emma, you're beautiful.
What type of car? What type of car?
He has a Nissan Patrol, and it cost him a hell of a lot of money. Yeah. So he's struggling a bit at the moment. So I'd like to help him out and pay that off. That's
what a
one
good sister.
Thing you have to worry just about.
Overspend and then go, sis, hey, yeah. Can you help me out?
Sis, I've bought another Lambo and it just is crushing me. Emma, you know what to do. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Start.
That felt real quick.
Oh, Emma, I think too quick. Yeah. I feel like that was in the low fours.
Oh, we've got, it's not, of course, not us keeping the time, MRT. Little, are you a Shih Tzu? What, yeah. What type of dog are you?
Oh, Border Collie, clearly.
Oh, you're a Border Collie.
Clearly.
No, I'm so sorry. You're quite
loyal, smart.
Man,
yeah.
A bit mangy for that. How did Emma go for $100,000?
4.68.
That's better.
Fell.
At least you went with
okay. G'day, Caitlin.
Hi.
I'm Caitlin. Let's get through this. You're probably nervous and you've been waiting on the line. Are you ready to win $100,000?
I am more than ready.
I hear you want to shout your workplace Mexican with guacamole for lunch. So
yeah,
that's
I will
a lot
pay
of,
the extra yeah. guacamole.
That's great. Cool, that's
Caitlin,
a lot
that
of
is good.
Guacamole for 100K.
Yes.
100%.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, he's not even wagging his tail.
Mexican.
How did Caitlin go for $100,000?
6.12.
No guac.
Carrie and Tommy.
You on the tools?
How's this? You know the Ghostbusters theme?
Ghostbusters!
What was that in the middle?
It's Jesse, not me.
Was that our internet? Oh.
Yeah, dial up. Ghostbusters! What is that at the end? I don't remember that from the original.
From a previous segment, probably.
Oh, yeah. I see what's happening.
Do you know that song was written in 15 minutes, that theme song?
Was it?
Yes, 15 minutes. He said he just started writing it, Ray Parker Jr.
Yes.
And it came out in 15 minutes. But what's fascinating is I then did a bit of a deep dive to see other famous things, lyrics or songs that have been written in 15 minutes. And some of the biggest hits of the world were done, some of them in 10 minutes.
Because I was literally about to say, I don't know about songwriting. And so I actually assumed either you get it or you don't. Like I don't assume working on it for longer. I assume you either have an idea.
I feel like you'd have the baseline idea, but wouldn't you have to, like, wouldn't it take years to craft? Months?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a long album if you're taking years.
Yeah,
to
albums take years to do, don't they?
Not for me.
When was the last album you dropped?
It's been a while.
Anyway,
it?
One of the songs is a Beyonce track that she wrote in just 20 minutes. I'm going to tell you on the other side of Back to Back some of those famous hits and how long they took to write.
Oh, good hook. To get to the good stuff faster, start at budgettrucks.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So in Back to Back at the opener, I was telling you how Ghostbusters, the theme song, was written in 15 minutes.
Yes.
He just came up with the idea like that. And I was saying, saying that when I Googled it, so many famous songs have been written very quickly.
Yes.
And we were debating whether that means that if it's written quickly, it's because it's a great song. And if it takes a long time, it's usually because they're trying to make something semi-good.
Yes.
So some of these classics, like The Beatles' Yesterday, how long do you think it took to write that? I mean, that is that would be one of the greatest tunes of all time. So far
away. Again, because I'm of the theory that when it rains, it pours. So I'm not surprised that good songs are written quickly.
So Yesterday was written in less than a minute. He said, McCartney said that
you can't write it in less time than it takes to play it.
Well, the idea,
what do you do,
I think. It was conceived, the idea of the song was conceived in less than a minute. He said he.
That's just him going, hey, I got a song idea.
He said he woke up from a dream and had all of these words in his head. So he quickly woke up, wrote them down. He said, I've no idea how I wrote it. I just woke up one morning. It was all in my head. I went da-da-da-da-da and didn't believe it for about 2 weeks. And I looked back at it and thought, this is genius. And it took him all of a minute to write down.
What did he do for those 2 weeks?
I don't know. He's a busy man. I didn't ask for full details of his schedule.
But don't you think if you've had an epiphany like that, you go, all right,
I've got to do something with this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe
it took him 2 weeks to write.
No, he said less than a minute. What about Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, Ever? I never, ever getting back together. That song has sold more than 7 million copies, that single worldwide, and it was done in 25 minutes. She said she grabbed the guitar. It just happened. It was hilarious. We wrote the song in 25 minutes.
How many are in her team, you reckon? How many writers?
You just want to find holes in all of this. Just celebrate it.
That's fantastic.
Maybe she speaks about herself as we, you know? She's the collective.
No, she doesn't.
No, she says me. I am the problem.
Yes, there you go.
Kanye West, you love a bit of All Falls Down. What a tune.
Absolutely.
He said 15 minutes it took him to write that song.
So when we say write these songs, are these the lyrics? I'm now confused.
So I reckon for some of it would be like a hook of something that becomes the famous hook. For some it would be the idea of the song. Some of it would be every single lyric.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think
it's a bit of all sorts.
Yes. Yeah. This is just a collection of people who said things happened
big
quickly.
Stuff. Okay, great.
What about Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party? You gotta fight for your right
to party. Well, I reckon this one will be very quickly because, you know, it's a piss take, this song, and they didn't write it as sincere. Weren't even going to include it on the album. It was a piss take of like jocks who were like, yeah, you got a party. And then it just took off. And so they're like, well, I guess we're putting that on our album now.
Well, Beastie Boy Mike D said we wrote it. It was in the summer of 1986. He said we wrote it in about 5 minutes. We were in the Palladium with Rick Rubin drinking vodka and grape juice. And Fight for Your Life was written in the Michael Todd room on napkins on top of those shitty lace tables.
Wow.
His words. Yes. The theme song for Adele's Skyfall, the Bond soundtrack.
Yes.
That was written in 10 minutes. She said, when you know, you know.
I guess when you think about it, there's not that many words, is there?
Just nightfall. Yeah. Just look out the window. Nightfall.
She just had to go.
Skyfall.
Skyfall when they're nightfalls.
Yeah.
And then I'll just sing that over and over. But I'll really extend out the words.
Beyonce's Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It. Yeah. On the singer. She came in for a session writing and the producer said when Bey came in, she had the smirk that I knew meant a record was about to happen. She laid the track down. Within 20 minutes, it was done.
Wow.
What a tune.
See everyone.
What a lady.
What a lady. What a way to
Not
finish.
Not single.
Oh, confusing.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.